Mark Leno and Kamala Harris.
Happy Pride. So it's my great honor and pleasure to be here this beautiful San Francisco afternoon on the eve of our Pride Parade. I honor and thank you, Teresa Sparks, for all of the leadership and work that you've done, Robert Holland, the work that you've done in highlighting, in particular, the needs of the transgender community and the needs for San Francisco as a city and systems in general to be responsive to this community. As DA, I can tell you that I recognize that in the criminal justice system, we have fallen far short of what we need to do to deal with the needs of this community in terms of looking at the particular issues that need to be addressed when we talk about people in transition, their need to have access to support services, the need to have access to safe environments in the system, and our need to be responsive. I believe absolutely that the work that needs to be done can be done. It is a priority for my administration to make sure that the trans community receives the dignity and respect it deserves, and I believe San Francisco will be a leader in not only the city as a whole, but the criminal justice system in particular, to make sure that law enforcement and our systems respect. Thank you very much.
Love you, Kamala. Happy Pride, everyone. You are looking fabulous tonight. Gender queer variant, everybody's here, and we're strong. This is amazing. Year after year now, this march is growing, and we know we have many leaders in this community. We also have many inspiring individuals, and I think all of us are thinking and holding in our hearts tonight Gwen Araujo and her beautiful family. We love you, Gwen. You shine on us, you lead us, you inspire us. You know, when I got to Sacramento, we realized that the challenges for the transgender community were enormous. The statistics are heartbreaking. As high as 70% unemployment, little access, if any, to health care and health insurance, little access to housing and educational opportunities, and we knew we had to do something. And so we were able to, for the first time, put into state law a prohibition to discriminate on the basis of gender and gender identity for purposes of housing and employment. We passed that, Governor Gray Davis signed it into law, and that is now the law of the state of California. But we all know that just creating the law doesn't change the world and doesn't change hearts and minds. And that's why we're here tonight. And I'm so proud of this community for all that you are doing. We need to continue to stand up and to shout out, to denounce hate and violence and transphobia, and to stand tall and to celebrate. And I'll promise you this, every year that I'm in office, we'll walk together incrementally, step by step, and we will stand with our coalition partners. It's so important that we stand side by side with our SEIU brothers and sisters as our governor attempts to take away their pension plans. Here as they challenge the hotel owners, and together, all of us holding hands, we will win our fight for marriage equality. So thank you for being here. And Teresa, where are you? I brought a little recognition from the California State Assembly recognizing the second annual Transgender March. In Sacramento, we're watching you. You inspire us. Happy Pride! Thank you.